I'm Bonnie, your new life coach. And if you have a brain, you probably scroll on social media. And if you're scrolling on social media, you're probably having feelings about how much you scroll on social media. And then you're having feelings about those feelings. And you normally will have an argument with yourself about why you should or shouldn't scroll on social media. And those arguments typically end with you scrolling on social media. Does that sound like you?
Well, I just want you to know that regardless of where you're at in your social media journey, you're in the right place, and I'm here to help you out. We are going to figure this out once and for all and solve your social media drama. Before we dive in, though, I want to get a few definitions straight so you know what I mean when I'm talking about social media and a problematic social media usage. So, first of all, my definition of social media is anything you can binge watch or doom scroll. So that includes Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, LinkedIn for some of our business folks out there, Pinterest, YouTube, Netflix, online shopping. If you use it as a way to doom scroll or binge watch or avoid feelings of any sort, that's lumped in with my definition of social media. However, the definition of problematic social media usage is a bit more nuanced. So we hear terms all the time like social media addiction or mental illnesses that are being caused by social media or that it's a habit or that you just don't like it. Today, we're going to talk about it being a problem based on whether you think it's a problem. So whether it's a certified addiction or whether you're spending 4 minutes and you don't like how you feel after that 4 minutes, it's considered a problem because you think it is. And so we can fix that today. So it doesn't have to be anything big or grandiose. If you're not liking where you're at and your relationship with social media, then that's something that we'll talk about today and we can address. For me, social media becomes a problem when I no longer like how I feel when I finish scrolling. If I feel worse after scrolling than I did before scrolling, then social media is a problem for me. I don't like it. When social media becomes such a habit for me that I go to call my husband and I click Instagram instead of the phone app, that's a problem. I don't like when I'm that dependent or that habitually used to going to Instagram. And I'm disappointed because I really wanted to FaceTime my nephews, but instead I spent time scrolling on Instagram and now it's too late to call them. That to me is a problem for social media. So those are the kind of things I'm thinking about when I consider whether my social media usage is a problem for me or not. And you can decide for you whether or not your social media usage is a problem for you and whether or not you like it. As long as you like your reasons for going on social media, then I give you full permission to keep doing what you're doing. You don't have to change if you don't want to, or if you don't think your social media usage is a problem and it's not harming anything in your life. If your social media usage is a problem to you and you don't like how you feel after, or you don't like the habits it's creating, or whatever it is, stay tuned. I've got you. So, why do we doom scroll on social media? What does it do for us? There's a lot of psychology you'll find on Instagram and in other social media about why you do or don't doom scroll. I'm going to focus on one main purpose today, or one main reason behind the doom scroll for us girls, which is buffering. My definition of buffering is any action or inaction that helps you avoid discomfort in the short term, but multiplies that discomfort in the long term. So I'll repeat that. My definition of buffering is any action or inaction that, while it makes you more comfortable right now, makes you more uncomfortable after the fact. Let me give you some non-social media examples of buffering so you can see how it applies in so many areas of our life and how we all do it constantly. One common example I see with my clients is the buffer of snacks. We love snacks. And if you're feeling bored, which is a very common feeling that people love to avoid, we have the perfect solution. It's a snack. You can walk over to your fridge, you look around, you're not finding anything. So then you look in your pantry. Oh, and you see the Oreos. They're delicious. You get some milk. You have your delicious Oreos dipped on a fork into your milk, and you're not bored for the next 82 seconds, and all your problems are solved. But then you're finished with your snack. And not only are you bored again, but then now you're also having feelings about your feelings and how you shouldn't have eaten those Oreos and how you're a bad person now and how you relapsed and how, all these things because you ate your Oreos. Buffering. We are avoiding the negative feelings of boredom for 82 seconds, but then when we're done buffering, we feel even worse. Another example that is a very subtle one for me, but is very common, is that buffer of learning. So, learning is a sneaky buffer because it feels like you're making progress towards your goals, and maybe you're the uncomfortable feeling you're feeling is that you're uncertain, or you feel unqualified, or you have this big work project or school project that you're not sure how to do. So you keep learning about it by listening to podcasts or reading books about it or talking with people about how did you do this project. But then it's 2 weeks later, it's 12 hours before your project is due when you haven't done anything. And even though you learned, you're book smart about the project, you've actually made no progress towards it. And now you're still feeling unqualified, you're still feeling uncertain, and now you're overwhelmed because you just spent 2 weeks learning about it without actually doing anything about it. So that's a very sneaky buffer. There's also a lot of extreme buffers that people use. Drugs, alcohol, sex, food addictions, anything that's considered an addiction could be considered an extreme buffer. So maybe now you can see how you're buffering with social media, and it's to avoid a certain negative feeling. A lot of times with social media, and I see with a lot of my clients that they're avoiding the feeling of loneliness or similar feelings of overwhelm or boredom is a very common one. And so you scroll and scroll, and sometimes you feel connected when you see a funny video or you get a DM from your friend about a post she saw that she thinks is funny. Whatever it is, once you've decided you've had your fill of social media, you X out of your app, and now you're still bored and you're still lonely without any fulfilling connection. And most likely, you spent more time than you wanted to. So now you're layering on feelings of disappointment in yourself or doubt or insecurity of all the things you saw that you're not doing. And then you're probably behind schedule because you just scrolled for so long on social media. Bless you, now you need to make a mental note of how to not give your kids generational trauma 10 years down the road and remember how to be a good mom. And remember all of this quinoa recipe that you just saw. And remember how to be funny and how to be elegant and how you need a new accessory for your Stanley cup. It's exhausting, but we're going to talk all about why you can keep your social media, you can have your cake and eat it too. And we're going to talk all about that. And now that you know the reason behind why you use social media, we'll be able to apply a lot of strategies and steps for how to get what you want out of social media and leave out what you don't want. At this point, you might be feeling a little skeptical because you've heard the last several minutes several times in several ways from several different people. You've already tried deleting Instagram and you always re-download it. And you've tried setting timers on your apps, but you always click ignore limit 15 more minutes. And you tried unfollowing the people who make it really hard for you to not compare yourself, but the algorithms got you beat there. So now what? Well, now you have a personal life coach. It's me, Bonnie, and I'm here to help you. And I'm going to give you a couple of steps that I don't think you've ever heard anyone tell you when it comes to your social media addiction or problematic social media usage. Fortunately for you, I'm going to walk you through several options you have of how to take back your time, your energy, your thoughts, and your feelings and take them back into control. Double fortunately for you, you get to pick what you feel the most excited about based on what you do and don't like about social media. First things first, and I know I said I was gonna have a lot of optional steps. This one is not optional for anyone because I don't think anyone's ever told you this. But your life coach, Bonnie, is here to tell you that once you acknowledge that you are a human being with a heart and mind who sometimes likes to be lazy and scroll on social media, and likes to avoid having hard feelings, it makes the whole rest of everything about this social media drama so much easier for you. This means we recognize when we are beating ourselves up over our social media usage and spiraling based off of how we use our social media. So we are in control, and social media doesn't have to be a terrible thing. What I mean by this is, of course, we love scrolling on social media. We're human beings. Social media is everywhere we look. It's in our pockets and always accessible. It's on every electronic screen we look at. And when we're not on social media, we're getting notifications from social media about all of the things we're missing on social media. So, of course, we like to scroll on social media. It's so easy. We also like to scroll on social media because it's fun. Who doesn't love to watch funny videos? Who doesn't love to get insights and tips and inspiration on how to decorate your home and how to dress and how to find your style and your color palette and all the things? Who doesn't love to connect with
siblings and friends from across the country by having a group chat in your DMs to send funny videos to. Instagram can be so fun and funny, uplifting, and of course, we love to scroll on social media. Of course, we love scrolling on social media. Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, all the social medias have tailored their social media specifically for our specific human minds. Specifically, it's very specific. It's so easy to scroll. It's so easy to find things we want. It's so easy to have ads tailored to our specific needs. Of course, we love social media and we love scrolling on it. That's what it's made to do. So once we accept all of these things and we recognize that we're not a crazy person and we're not alone and that we're not unique in our struggle, it feels a lot more hopeful for us that there is a solution and we have a club. We have a team. It's called Everyone Else Who Has a Brain in a Social Media Account. Join the club. You don't have to have that drama anymore. You're not a bad person because you like social media. You're a human being who, of course, would rather avoid hard feelings and would rather scroll and see funny videos. And it's so much more convenient to scroll on funny videos. So join the club. We can drop the drama. Second thing second, and again, nobody gets to skip this step either, is you get to decide how you want your social media time to be spent. What are you looking for out of social media? Are you looking for funny videos? Are you looking to connect with friends and family? Are you looking for news? Are you looking for life hacks? Are you looking for travel inspiration? Are you looking for decorating inspiration? Are you looking for a little bit of everything? Are you looking to avoid feelings? Are you looking to feel your feelings and find a sense of community? Once you have an intention for your social media usage, it's so much easier to measure where you're at with your social media usage and whether it's getting you closer to your values or away from your values. And again, there's no right or wrong value for your social media usage. You can use it how you want to. As long as you like your reasons for it, I give you permission. So now I'll give you some strategies that you can actually implement and apply to lower or limit your social media usage to the point where you like spending time on social media and you like how you feel after you use social media. Remember how at the beginning we decided that problematic social media usage isn't based off of being certified addicted or spending a certain number of hours or a certain number of minutes on social media. It's whether or not you like how you feel when you use social media and after you use social media. These are tools to help you get there. One tool that has made such a difference for my social media usage is the tool of not having it on my phone. I only have Instagram on my iPad, which means I can only use it when I have Wi-Fi. And normally I only have my iPad when I'm at home. So I'm not scrolling on social media when I'm in the car or when I'm running errands or when I'm with friends. It's only at home and, as we'll talk later on, at certain times in the day. So that way, I'm not completely restricting my social media usage. I still get my Instagram fill every day. It's on my time and when I want to put the energy and time into it, not on my brain's default time. If you haven't noticed by now, my time is my most valuable asset that I have. I take my time very seriously and I only give it away at certain times and for certain things that I find valuable. Social media is not something I deem valuable enough to give my time and energy to, except for when I've designated it. So I don't allow notifications from social media. If there's anything truly important that is on social media, I am sure I will get texts and calls about it. If there's a flash sale or something I'm scared I'm going to miss, the real truth is there's flash sales all the time. Companies, the same company does them over and over again, there's going to be another one. So I'm not going to miss out on anything that I'm scared I'm going to miss out on by not having notifications. And instead, I stop missing out on the present moment, which is what I actually value. I'm being able to enjoy my time with my friends and family, or doing my work, or running errands, or having some quiet time. And that's what's really important to me, not making sure I get all the notifications all the time of all the things I'm missing out on. It's impossible to stay on top of everything, so I just choose to not allow notifications. On that same note of valuing your time, unless you have different social media apps for different intentions, which a lot of my clients have worked on, then you don't need multiple social media apps because a lot of things repeat as they go. So I used to have TikTok and Instagram, but I was seeing a lot of the same videos over and over again. So I decided I'm just going to keep my Instagram account and I don't need TikTok because I can get my fill of funny videos, which
which is my goal, on Instagram, and I don't need both of those accounts to do that. So decision fatigue is a real thing, and deciding how to spend your time and on what app to spend your time can be really exhausting and draining. If you take away that decision in the first place by limiting what accounts you have, that will make a big difference. You might have to sit with that discomfort of missing out or not knowing all the latest trends or whatever it is that you're scared of missing out on. And guess what? You are very capable of feeling those feelings. You have felt worse. So I'm sure you can delete some of your social media accounts that are taking up a lot of your time or make it hard to implement these strategies if you want to. You don't have to. If you like all your social medias for different reasons, keep all of them. I'm giving you permission to do so, just throwing out options. Another strategy that has made a surprising difference for me is to make a list of things I can do to help fill my buckets instead of social media. So for me, that looks like FaceTiming my nephews. And recently, I've been into coloring books a lot. So coloring is something I can do to decompress and fill up my bucket. Taking a walk around the gardens we have in our apartment complex is a great way to fill up my bucket. Puzzles are a great option to fill up your bucket, or listening to an audiobook or to some music. Dance parties are a regular in my rotation for filling up my bucket. And please keep your social media in your rotation. It's really good at filling up buckets if used correctly. And so you don't have to get rid of it completely. Just keep it in the rotation and know that there's other options out there. So that way, when the next time you feel bored or lonely or unfulfilled or whatever the negative feeling is you're trying to buffer, you have some other ways that actually generate connection and help your brain start thinking more critically, that get your body moving and fill up your bucket in different ways. So don't have to get rid of social media completely. Keep it in the rotation. Just know that there's other options out there that you don't have to be sitting there and deciding what you want to do or trying to come up with ideas, because Instagram is always just an easy fix. Now you have several easy fixes that you can get to. Last but not least, the tool that has made the biggest difference for me, and I do this in a lot of areas of my life, not just with buffering and social media, is to set a reminder for myself while I'm scrolling on social media. For me, that reminder is a 13-minute timer that just I check in with myself after the 13-minute timer goes off, and I check in. Am I getting what I want to out of social media? Or have I accidentally strayed to the influencer portion or to the news portion or to the all the ways you need to be a better parent portion? And then I feel bad about myself, even though I'm not even a parent yet. I don't need to stop scrolling once the 13-minute timer goes off. I simply check in. If I'm getting my fill and I'm filling up my bucket and I'm where I want to be, I'm getting the funny videos, I'm laughing, I'm taking a break and disconnecting from the rest of my day, perfect. If I want to keep scrolling for a few more minutes, I'll set a timer for 7 more minutes. 5 minutes just doesn't seem like long enough, and 10 minutes seems like too long, but 7 minutes for me is the right amount of time. And scroll for 7 more minutes, and I will check in again. If the 13-minute timer goes off and I'm not where I want to be and I feel drained and I'm not getting what I want to, I feel worse now than I started 13 minutes ago, then I'll let myself keep scrolling for 7 more minutes. I'll just navigate back to the funny videos so I can actually get what I'm looking to out of social media. If after this the 7 minutes goes off and I'm still not feeling good, then that probably means that there's something up and social media is not going to get there for me. And in fact, I'll feel worse after I keep scrolling. So I just set these reminders. And again, we're not restricting. It's not, I can only have 13 minutes a day or else. It's just a check-in to see how I'm feeling. And I always am coming from, I try to come from a place of love and compassion, and that it's okay for me to love social media and to love scrolling, and all while keeping myself in control and knowing that I'm in charge of how much time, energy, and thoughts and feelings go into my social media usage. So these 3 steps will likely need to be repeated over and over and over again. In the last several years, social media and our brains have ingrained really deep neural pathways that we have constantly made deeper and deeper as to how we habitually go to social media, or how it solves all of our problems, or how it can help us avoid other feelings. So don't panic, and there's not a specific timeline you need to be on. Just know it's totally okay for you to have to repeat these 3 steps of 1, acknowledging you are a human being who loves social media, loves scrolling on social media. The social media people tailor it to our brains specifically, and it's okay. No buts, no caveats. You are allowed to love scrolling on social media. Step number 2 is you get to decide how social media serves you.
It's not the other way around, and it's not your notifications, it's not your FBI agent, and it's not your algorithm that's deciding for you how you get to spend your time and how you feel after. You are in charge. As we've discussed today, there's a lot of options for how to get what you want out of social media and to leave behind what you don't want. As long as you like your reasons, you are on the right track. Thanks for tuning in with me today, with me, Bonnie, your personal life coach. I know a lot of my clients struggle with their use of social media and the thoughts and feelings they have about themselves and about social media after they scroll. I know a lot of the feelings that we're trying to avoid by going on social media can be really deep and really heavy and really hard to feel by yourself. So that is something I am certified in helping my clients with. And if you feel like after practicing these strategies for a while and you're feeling more of your feelings and you want some help with that, I do offer a free mini session. I only offer a few of those a week and they fill up pretty quickly. But if you want to sign up, I'll have the link below. If you want just a free mini session, no credit card, no commitment required, I would love to help you. I know social media is everywhere, and I want you to be able to love your social media and love how you feel after. And so that's something I can help you with. Just sign up for a free session using the link below, and we'll talk soon.